now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Did you have a nice Christmas? Did you have a nice New Year? Well, you got like months and months of nothing to look forward to, don't you? This time in January is always such an anti-climax. You've got people still with their decorations up, and you know what they remind me of? Those people who will not leave a party until it's absolutely dead because they think they can create something magical out of those last few moments. Yes, it's hard to be cheerful when you're looking out on a snow-covered landscape. I have fallen twice on the snow, and I didn't enjoy either time of it. And I'm ready for my summer vacation right now. But you know what? It's months away. But we do have one little note of brightness in this whole dark landscape, and that is an hour of great Celtic music, which is certain to lift the spirits. Here's Firkin, and they're looking out on that most majestic of waters, Loch Lomond.
On the steep slopes of Ben Lomond, where me and my true love used to go, on the banks of Loch Lomond. So sad we parted by yon shady glen, on the steep sides of Ben Lomond, where the broken heart knows no second spring. We're parting. You
steps, he took my soul and gave it all to God. The spirit flies in and out, out, and then there's my blood. Could I fly with you? In sections on ships of madness of a simple fear. Maybe I'll form my own kind of star with you. We'll have kids and we'll live so soon.
Was Ian Morrison and Dear Goose. I always love Ian Morrison because a second cousin of mine turned us on to him. He is a Scottish troubadour. He learned the pipes first and then the guitar. And now here's someone who always lifts our spirits. It's Natalie McMaster. She is joined here with Matt McIsaac on Matt and Nats.
Thank you. time, say.
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
January 20th at the St. James Hall. What more perfect an evening could there be than with the Celtic Latin Revelry with Vancouver's Paper Boys? All proceeds from this concert, after expenses, will be donated to the St. James Square. This money will be used for construction projects such as ventilation, flooring, and washroom upgrades. Oh, I love those. That will make the hall a much nicer place for you to visit in the future. For information on donating by phone or post, please contact the St. James Square office at 604-739-9373. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com and calcopyrite.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. Now, I know I might have started off this hour on a down note, but do not fret, because we've got the fretless. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
your ship, and you will surrender your vessel to us.
Boldly going where no Celtic radio has gone before.
Right, Ensign, he's walked back to 10. We'll open this big bastard up and see if it has shit up a shoulder.
Lady, get your belt soon.
We'll catch us with a belt like a bunch of big poofters.
You got your kilt.
We'll be right back.
You know, the Isle of Skye in Scotland only has about 10,000 permanent residents, so it's amazing that they can make such music. That was Sketch and Homeward Bound. Before that, the Fretless, and they have a new album out that was the title tune, Bird's Nest. Now here's Solace. This is from their album, Waiting for an Echo, and The Plowman. One of my favorite lunches, by the way.
Thank you.
From Bristol, that's Spiro and the Lily, and the Gross was dead when it hit the Queen. Not saying that's why she hasn't been going to church lately. Just a thought. Now, coming up, we have the elders, and they're promising better days ahead. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi, this is Ian Byrne from The Elders, and you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
I will swear by better days.
suspect that Stone Row are still trying to get that last little bit out of their Christmas dinner, but they're left now with chicken water. They're from Buffalo, New York, and they are great. Now here's Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars from Lafayette, Louisiana, and Ma Jolie. Kilt in a Twist, where we deliver beauty from all around the Celtic world. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Seafaring Man by Mouth Music. But first, this thought to ponder from Grace Hopper. A ship in port is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
here for him, a seafaring man. And how I yearn to follow him, and silver fishes offering. He says I must be crazy to love him, a seafaring man. May ocean fall before him, and the wind blow warm before him, and the stars and stars to guide him back home.
Wondering what Grace Hopper knows about seafaring men, but of course she is a U.S. Navy Rear Admiral and a great computer scientist too. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Calcote. We are going to go out on Basco from Denmark. And Karsten the Fox. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser. Thank you.
Copyright Communications.